You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby. Vegas, it is the Even Money Podcast. We are, of course, presented, as always, by DraftKings Sportsbook. The regular season is over. The playoffs are in front of us. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, 5 teams, 7 years. Most of you know that. Got a bunch of different gigs in the media now, calling games for CBS and Westwood One. Actually, I have a doubleheader this weekend in the booth on Saturday night with Kevin Harlan for Dolphins Chiefs. First flight Sunday morning to Detroit. I'm on the sideline for the first home playoff game in Detroit in 30 years. So if you're driving around at all, Saturday night, Sunday night, make sure you take a listen to your boy. Got a bunch of different podcasts. If you're not listening or watching, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, the daily Ross Tucker football podcast, you're missing out on a lot of information that could be very helpful for your betting. And as mentioned, Emory Hunt had a terrific year betting college football on the College Draft podcast. I think I mentioned I'm at Ross Tucker NFL on social. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. More and more of you guys watch us on YouTube, which is great. The star of the show, little under the weather, but he's going to tough it out. He's a professional bettor. He's tough, okay? Steve Fezzik at Fezzik Sports and only at Fezzik Sports. And Steve, we wrapped up the regular season. You were up 4 units for the week. I was down 2 units. So for the year, for the regular season, you were up 20.5 units. So that's a 8% return on investment, 55% strike rate. I am dead even. Zero. 0.0. Which, as we know, with the VIG being minus 110 a lot and even some of the teasers, not good enough. Means for the regular season, I lost you guys money if you tailed me on every pick. But we got the postseason coming up. And after the season, we, of course, will go through our track record over the years. Grades will come on, and he'll let us know what we did well, what we did not do well this season. It started, Steve, with Saturday, the Steelers-Ravens. We both put 2 units on the Ravens, getting the 4 points. They lost by a touchdown. That was still the right side, especially in that weather. The Deontay Johnson touchdown screwed us, Steve. But I'm comfortable with that choice.
Yeah, and ultimately, that's the game in Circa Millions that kept me out of the top 10 because I was on Baltimore +2 in my final week. I went 2-3, so I faded to 21st place of 5,300, and I would have been 10th if Baltimore had covered. And they had every opportunity, even with the miracle 80-yard touchdown pass by Pittsburgh at the end game, but they didn't happen.
Okay, so you finished what place?
21st.
Any idea what kind of money that'll be?
Maybe 40,000. Disappointment.
And how much was the entry fees? How many did you put in?
1,000.
How many did you do?
5 entries.
So you made 35 grand?
Oh, it's like making a deep run in the World Series of Poker and then going out 21st when you were almost at the chip lead. So it's all relative. Yes.
Oh my gosh. I would cry tears of joy if I made $35,000 in that thing. What about the Survivor thing I know you were in?
So the Survivor, much better news, my man Greg Jones, L.A. Jones, came through, so he was one of the 4 survivors that split $9.3 million. I have a 16% investor share of Greg. So I'll pick up like $360,000 from Survivor. So for an investment that was far less than that. So that was very good.
Dude, I hate you. $360,000?
It's what I do for a living. You know, it's like, you know, and I got to be honest, you know, I will say this. For the going back to the Circa Millions, I am like, for some reason, I have Atlanta plus 3.5. And I'm watching that game, and Atlanta sucks. The Saints are absolutely outplaying them. But somehow it's tied at half, and I am chucking in Saint bets left and right. Same with Green Bay, Chicago. So for some reason, I'm on Chicago. I'm watching the game, and Green Bay's just dominating. So, you know, it's amazing sometimes when you need one side, and it's so obvious it's the wrong side. Live wagering can be so good to not only get off your position, but really, you know, go the other way.
Oh, interesting. I like that. I like that a lot. All right, we'll keep it moving. The Texans, Colts, you did, I think, a 6.5-point teaser on that game that to get the Texans up to 7.5 and paired it with the Giants, the Jets up to 9. That came through for you as both those teams won outright. Bucks, Panthers, we both leaned to the Panthers getting the 5 points. They lost 9-0. I mean, two touchdowns. They just totally gave it. It's unbelievable.
Low the football DJ IQ. Oh, it's first down. Let's reach the ball towards the goal line or the pylon. I understand it's muscle memory.
We've been over it.
It's muscle memory. They don't know any better. But you know what?
Great play by Antoine Winfield Jr. Give him some credit. Vikings, Lions, we had nothing. Jags, Titans, we were both on the Titans. It was a best bet, getting 5 points. They win the game outright by 8, Steve. We saw that one coming as the epic collapse by the Jags continued.
Yeah, Jags had a 98.9% chance to make the playoffs, according to ESPN. You know, it seems to me, I their probability guy overestimates the chances of things happening. It sure appears, because a lot, too many of these 1% things keep hitting. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good point, Steve. What do you think happened there?
I think what happens is that they factor in the strength that Jacksonville was at, and one injury, Lawrence getting banged up, can completely change the complexity of a team. And I think that's what happened.
It's a good point. Man, that's a bad. They fired their defensive coordinator. You got to do something, I feel like, after a collapse like that. That's for sure. We keep it moving with the Browns and the Bengals. You leaned Bengals. That was a good lean. They won the game by 17. Falcons, Saints. I put 2 units on the Falcons, getting 3.5. You had nothing on the game, Steve, at least here on the Raw, on the Even Money podcast. I don't know. Ridder played awesome in the first half. Falcons had the lead, and then they just totally blew it in the second half of the game. Jets, Patriots, you put 2 units on the under. It was only 31, but you were way ahead of the game, Steve, on the weather. You knew it. You called it last Tuesday morning, 6 a.m. Pacific time. And of course, this year, every time I've gone with you on an under or an over, it hasn't worked. And then the times I don't, it does work. It's just not my year, man.
All things being equal, and I'll ask my man Grades to look into this, go with the weather unders. That's the strongest of the bunch. Those have historically I've done the very best with.
Yeah, I think he said that. We had that last week. He had that data. He's unbelievable, by the way. That's why I tell everybody, you got to become a patron. Patreon.com/RTmedia so that you get these numbers from Grades, and you know what we do well and what this year we didn't do well. The Eagles are not doing anything well right now, which is why I put 2 units on the Giants, getting 5 points. They won the game outright easily. So that was 2 units for me. Commanders, Cowboys, I took the Commanders getting 13. They actually had a 10-7 lead, and I had them getting 13 points. They end up losing by 28, lost those 2 units. You had the over, Steve, over 44. That hit. So both of your totals hit. It's why you're up 4 units. Bears, Packers. I like the Bears getting 3 points. You just lean that way. I'm really surprised they got dominated by the Packers the way they did, more so than the score. Rams, Niners. I had two units on the Rams getting 3.5. They win the game outright. Thank you, Carson Wentz. Chiefs, Chargers. Do we have other teasers over here? Yeah, we both had the Chiefs in a teaser. I had Chiefs, Jets. That came through. So that was a two-unit teaser that came through. I also had Jets, Broncos, and Chiefs, Broncos. Chiefs came through. They won the game outright. The Broncos we'll get to momentarily. Cardinals, Seahawks. I loved the Cardinals getting the 3 points. So did you, Steve. It was a best bet, two units. They should have won the game, but they lose by one, but they cover. Broncos, Raiders. Teased the Broncos up to +8.5, and they couldn't even cover that. They lose 27-14. That was the killer. I lost four units there on the Jets and Chiefs teasers with the Broncos. You lost two. And then finally, Bills, Dolphins. Dolphins were getting 3, I believe, at home. You took them, Steve. Bills won by a touchdown. But with all those turnovers and stuff, I guess there was a punt return touchdown, but the Bills were the right side, I feel like.
Yeah, the Bills got a lucky punt return, but the four times in the red zone, they got nothing. So Bills completely dominated that game.
We were 2-2 on our best bets. So we nailed the Titans and the Cardinals. We missed on the Ravens and the teaser that included the Broncos. For the year, 30-32-3. On our best bet. So we're only a 48% strike rate there. You're up 20.5 units. I am at zero, as mentioned before. We move onward, Steve, and upward. But first, I make sure that you guys make it easy on yourself by ordering in on DoorDash. Now you can root for your squad or your bets or your picks or whatever while your food and drinks are on the way. So that means burgers, chips, dip, soda, pizza, wings, so much more, delivered straight to your door. Got to have something to wash it down. You know me, big Labatt Blue Light guy. Got into that when I was playing for the Bills. Delicious. My favorite light beer. Drink it with friends. Drink it while you're watching the games, playoff games this weekend. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. All right, Steve, let us dive into the playoffs. We will start on Saturday. It's the Browns in Houston. The Texans are getting 3 at home. Totals 44.
So I'm going to go ahead and tease Houston. I think this will be a close game. Maybe Cleveland finds a way to win, but I love the Dallas teaser. So I need something to tease Dallas with, and I'll use Houston. 6-point teaser, 2 units.
So wait, you're going from Houston +3 to +9?
I am, because the line's 2.75, so it's 2.5 to 3. So I would just take Houston +3, but I want to get them in with with the Dallas teaser, because I have every confidence Dallas is going to win.
Right, because the Texans are -120. All right, I'm with you on that. Houston +9 and Dallas -1.5. That is a teaser for us and a best bet.
The best bet.
By the way, before I forget, Steve, I was talking to my guy, Dr. Chow, sportsinjurycentral.com. Do you know over the last 4 seasons, they are 60% on their NFL picks? They don't pick every game, but they're 60% with their NFL picks at sickscore.com. And just for the listeners, just so you guys know, you can actually buy those picks, sick picks. They're 58% over the last 4 NFL seasons and 2 NBA seasons. So I guess they're not quite as good in the NBA. And all they do is do rest or injury disparity. The reason I'm bringing this up, Steve, the next game, the Dolphins at the Chiefs. The Dolphins are getting 3.5 points. Chiefs laying 3.5, totals 44. It's the biggest health disparity of any game this weekend. The Chiefs have a 6 score of 91.5. That's the highest of any AFC team. So they're the healthiest AFC team coming into the playoffs. And the Dolphins are second to last. They're barely ahead of the Steelers, who don't have TJ Watt. But the Dolphins are 78.7. Obviously, they already didn't have Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb. Now they lose Van Ginkle, Cameron Good, Jerome Baker. They don't have Connor Williams, Isaiah Wynn. They should be able to get Waddle and Mostert back, but he still has them as a huge health issue. And then they also played Sunday night, Steve, and the Chiefs rested their guys. They rested a lot of their guys, including Mahomes and Travis Kelce and stuff. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because I'm going to start to look at that because 60% is better than I'm doing. So it's Sick, S-I-C picks over at sickscore.com, sicscore.com. I might mention that the next few weeks because they've done very, very well with it. All of which is to say, I usually love taking Team Steve getting 3.5. I don't know if I can do it. It's going to be like negative 10 wind chill for those Dolphins guys that are used to the warm. I don't like anything about this game for the Dolphins.
Yeah, how many times do we have to see a team from South Beach? Even like you look at the Miami Hurricanes, and when they play like in a Yankee Stadium or if they play in a cold weather site for their bowl and they're shivering on the sidelines and they're losing 34-10 as a favorite. I've seen this movie before numerous times. Kansas City's going to kill this team. And Kansas City, no great shakes. Offense has struggled. 10 degrees. NFL does Miami no favors, making them play on Sunday night and then wheel back and play on Saturday in freezing cold. Kansas City by 17. I am 3 units. Kansas City kills them.
Wow. Steve, even with how they've played this year.
Their defense has played fine. They got God at quarterback and they got no receivers. Pacheco will run angry. That's all it will take.
Wow. That's bold. I don't go against the plus 3.5. I'll just lean to KC. I don't like the plus 3.5, but you might be right. They're getting Mostert and Waddle back, though. That'll help. All right.
They'll be cold, Sunday's games. Very cold.
Yeah, it is. Sunday's games, it's the Steelers at the Bills. Steelers are not going to have TJ Watt. The line keeps dropping. The Bills are laying 10 now. The total's 35.5. Looking at the six scores, the Bills are 86.8. That's the second highest health rating. The Steelers are 77.1, which is the lowest. By the way, he made a good point. I was talking to Dr. Chow about this at Pro Football Doc. He said the line movement always takes into account quarterbacks. But his theory is that the line movement doesn't really take into account the other injuries, including cluster injuries at a certain position. So, like, the Dolphins are now down their top five outside linebackers, like their edge rushers, Van Ginkle, Chubb, Phillips. So he specializes in cluster injuries as well as non-quarterback injuries, which is interesting. Anyway,
I agree directionally with Dr. Chow. I don't agree that the line doesn't take it into consideration. I just don't think it's factored in enough. Because if you look at, by example, Buffalo was laying 3 at Miami. So clearly that line was injury adjusted. It just wasn't injury adjusted enough.
Got it. What do you have on Steelers getting 10, total 35.5?
So my friends in the Sharp Betting Union are going to take away my Sharp card because this total opened 42.5. And now it's 35.5, and I'm going to go under. It's going to be 25-mile-an-hour winds. It's going to be miserable in Buffalo. Warren played lousy against Baltimore in the elements, so they're going to give it to Najee. Pittsburgh will, and he's less explosive, but he's a mutter. I don't see Pittsburgh scoring more than like 10, 13 points. Buffalo grind out a 23-10 win, and it'll stay under the 35.5, 2 units.
Wow. Are you sure it's going to be 25-mile-an-hour wind, Steve?
I am positive, Ross.
All right, I'll do it. I hate this. It's not my bet. I'm going with Steve. Bros before, well, you know. Anyway, under 35.5. even without TJ Watt.
It's fine.
Under 35 and a half, two units, Steelers, Bills. I'm with you. I'm also with DiGiorno now, Steve, because it's delicious. Whether you're hosting game day or movie night, DiGiorno knows that planning a watch party on a budget isn't easy. You need the perfect setting, perfect squad, perfect eats. Luckily, you're a game time mastermind, and you know that grabbing DiGiorno Classic Crust Pizza can bring home a dub because it's packed with half a pound of cheese, sauce, other toppings, and comes at an incredible price. Make the game-winning call and grab a DiGiorno Classic Crust Pizza from the grocery store today. It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. What are you delivering? Packers, Cowboys. Packers are getting 7.5. Total is 50.5, Steve. You already teased the Cowboys down to -1.5. Paired them with the Texans up to +9. Any other bets on this game?
You know, I wish I could just tease Dallas to every single game because I have every confidence that Dallas will indeed win. It's setting up so nicely. Green Bay needed their last two games like blood. They get that win against the Bears convincingly. And I've seen this before in Dallas. Had a cakewalk against Washington, didn't have to play hard. So Dallas is going to win this game. You could tease Dallas into Tampa also, but just one official teaser, Dallas with Houston.
Let's get to, I got nothing. I'm just with you on the teaser with the Texans. What about the Rams and the Lions, Steve? The Rams are getting 3.5. I'll be on the sideline. Total 51.5.
You know, I made the game 3, and it opened 3, and I thought that was right. And now it's up to 3.5. Rams are good. Rams are going to be able to score. The back door should be open. I'll take the Rams for 2 units.
Guess what? I'm with you. Not only am I with you, Steve, it's a new feature I'm doing for the rest of this month for DraftKings. It's my best bet. It's my DraftKings best bet. Rams +3.5. Stafford and those receivers are going to put up a lot of points and yards on this Lions defense. And no Sam Laporta. That's a big miss for the Lions, not having their rookie tight end. My best bet's presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with code Ross, because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details. What about Monday night, Steve? It's the last one. It's the Eagles -3 against the Bucks +3. Total is 44.
Now, I get that Baker Mayfield was limping around at the end of the game, but I don't understand this line at all. I've got Tampa as a dead average team, 8 of diamonds, middle of the deck, nondescript team, but I don't have the Eagles much better. I mean, I could rate the Eagles 1.5 better than average the way they're playing, and they're on the road, which means I would make this game pick. And if I make a game pick, I got to take +3 with the home team. I'm on Tampa. 2 units.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm going to go with the Bucks, but I'm going to go with them as a teaser up to +9, pair it with the Texans up to +9, and pair it with the Cowboys to -1.5. So I've got 3 teaser legs this week. Houston up to +9, Dallas down to -1.5. I'm taking the Bucks up to +9. So I'm wheeling those 3 teasers. Also have the Rams as the best bet, going with you on the under. Steve, historically, do you do better or worse in the postseason than
regular
season?
That's a great question. Historically worse because there's fewer games, so I don't have as much to choose from, but there's more prop offerings. So when all these props start coming up, like the Super Bowl is a great example, there's only one bet on the side or total, but there's 500 props to choose from. So an expansive prop menu creates more opportunities, and I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, I'm on the West Coast. Vegas is lousy at this. The East Coast, DraftKings does such a better job, by example, putting up props on each and every skill position player, and Vegas just doesn't do nearly as much of that, but I'm hopeful they'll do it for the playoffs.
Well, they should, especially since the Super Bowl's in Vegas this year. That makes a lot of sense. I should mention too, Steve, you know, first of all, we're year round, right? So those of you that stop listening or watching when the season's over, you're making a mistake, because that's when we get better. That's when we bring great guests on. That's when Steve answers all of your questions that you have. And Steve still has one bet every week. So you got to listen for that one bet every week. Speaking of that, by the way, why don't you go ahead and email me any questions you have, ross@rostucker.com. If you take advantage of one of the sponsors over at rostucker.com, when you email me, I guarantee you go to the top of the list, because we're going to actually have time these next couple weeks to ask Steve a question or two, which will be awesome. Love your questions, because usually they're really good. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.